Hey everyone, and welcome back to Let That Stuff Go. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, here to help you release those mental burdens and reclaim some peace in this crazy world we live in. Today's topic? Self-care for the chronically busy. Because let's be real, who has time for self-care when there are a million things vying for our attention? But guess what? Taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. It's like that little voice inside you saying, hey, I need a break. And if you ignore it long enough, well, let's just say it gets a bit louder. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? You know, that feeling when your mind is racing, your body aches, and all you want to do is collapse into a heap somewhere. Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the good news. Creating a self-care plan doesn't have to be complicated. It's about finding small, manageable things that bring you joy and recharge your batteries. Think of it like building a toolbox for your well-being. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you build your own personalized self-care arsenal. First up, identify your stress triggers. You know those pesky little things that send your cortisol level skyrocketing? Maybe it's checking emails first thing in the morning or getting stuck in traffic. Recognizing them is the first step to managing them. Once you know what sets you off, you can start to create strategies for coping. Want a tip? Try swapping out that stressful morning email check with a 5-minute meditation session. Just 5 minutes can make a world of difference. Next, schedule time for yourself. Seriously, put it in your calendar like any other important appointment. You wouldn't cancel a dentist appointment, would you? Treat self-care the same way. Even if it's just 15 minutes a day to read a book, take a walk, or simply sit in silence and breathe, make time for yourself. You deserve it. Think of it as an investment in your well-being, one that pays dividends in reduced stress and increased happiness. Third, move your body. It doesn't have to be anything fancy, a brisk walk, some gentle stretching, or even just dancing around your living room counts. Physical activity releases endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that can boost your mood and reduce anxiety. It's like hitting the reset button on your mental state. Now fuel your body with good stuff. We all know that junk food might give you a quick sugar rush, but it doesn't do much for your long-term health. Think of food as fuel. Choose nutritious options that will give you sustained energy throughout the day. Remember those endorphins we talked about? They love a healthy diet. And finally, prioritize sleep. This is non-negotiable, folks. A good night's sleep is essential for physical and mental restoration. Think of it as recharging your batteries. When you're well-rested, you can handle stress better, think more clearly, and be more productive. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine as you're juggling work deadlines, family commitments, and trying to squeeze in some time for yourself. It feels like a constant uphill battle, right? But then you remember your self-care plan. You take a few minutes to meditate, grab a healthy lunch, and maybe even sneak in a quick walk during your break. Suddenly, the world doesn't seem so overwhelming anymore. You feel more centered, more energized, and ready to tackle whatever comes your way. That's the power of self-care. Remember, you deserve to feel good. It's not about being perfect or having it all together. It's about taking care of yourself so you can show up as the best version of yourself in every area of your life. So go ahead and create that self-care plan. You won't regret it. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some small things you do to practice self-care? Share them with me on social media using the hashtag #letthisstuffgo. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss out on any future episodes filled with empowering insights and practical tips. Until next time, keep letting that stuff go.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.